All right, 7:41 here on WPHM on this Tuesday morning, the day after Port Huron City Council met. Joining us right now is the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
The council did approve the marijuana ordinances last night. And remind us what these ordinances will allow for. What will happen now?
Well, actually, what was approved is up to 6 licenses, which would be spread as a combination of licenses, but it would be spread over the area. 2 could be approved in the south of Black River, 2 north of Black River, 2 in the downtown area, for a total of 6. 3 only of what would be retail operations, 1 micro business, 1 transport, and 1 secure processing place. It's a number of terms that I'm
right.
not used to. But actually, out of that would be 3 retail operations.
How does this differ from the proposal that's going to be on the ballot in November?
Well, the proposal on the ballot in November is a little confusing because really it doesn't specify exactly what it includes. It just asks whether you want to have the operations in the city of Port Huron. So I think that's going to be extremely confusing for voters because actually we've already adopted an ordinance. The main difference is the number of licenses. Just say, take for instance, we approved 3 retail. That one, I believe, has 7 retail. It has up to 5 micro businesses. It also has grow operations, which is something that we did not approve at this time, to have a grow operation. Some more of the secure transport places. You're taking 6 licenses, and I think in total they've got more like 20-some licenses. The other difference is we have, as part of the process, we have a committee that will kind of score the applications once they've turned them in and met all the requirements. And that committee would then recommend to the city council who got the licenses. The proposal is more of a cut and dried. They've taken the city council right out of it. It just goes directly to filling out the paperwork, complying with the paperwork in the clerk's office, and her scoring it and giving a license. So it's kind of, to be simplistic, it's like if you went in and asked for a vendor's license in the clerk's office because you wanted to sell hot dogs.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you've turned in the paperwork and you have all of the proper boxes checked and you turn your money in, you'd get your license.
And
that's the difference.
I suspect a lot of voters aren't going to be going, looking at their ballot, comparing what you approved last night and what's on the ballot. They're just going to see what's on the ballot, and it's either
Correct.
Going to be appealing to them or not appealing to them. And so if that passes,
Correct.
That'll supersede what you've spent all this time doing at city council, won't it?
Yes, it will. Because we've been spending probably well over a year, looking into this and trying to get it so that it's a good balance for our community, and starting out that way with small, so that and leaving opportunities for local entrepreneurs to, join at a certain time. Because right now we don't have any medical marijuana places in the city of Port Huron, and the law in right now does state that up in, for probably about another year, that you have to have a medical marijuana license first before you get a recreational one. Of course, the new proposal that's on the ballot also asks that we have some medical marijuana places too.
Yeah.
So that would kind of change that part of it. But the question in and of itself is just, it's not like you don't get to read this. It's pages and pages and pages of this ordinance that would take effect. But all that's on the ballot is a simple question, basically asking, do we want to have them and regulate them in the city of Port Huron with an annual renewal and provide increased revenue for the city? Pretty much that's about it. And that is exactly what we've already done. It's just in a different manner.
What about that increased revenue for the city? Do you see this being something that could really help the city?
It's a $5,000 a year permit charge. That's what we approved also last night, because that's what the state law allows. So you would get $5,000, per year per establishment, okay? That would be one thing. Then, of course, if they bought a building that was vacant, you'd get the property taxes increase on that, and any employees that work there, of course, pay city income tax. Then there's an excise tax that you get because they pay a tax to the state of Michigan as well. I think it's 10% or something goes to the from the owners of these establishments goes to the state of Michigan. Then the state of Michigan is proportionately giving back to communities part of that money. But that is not a guarantee. I mean, I guess of being in government as long as I have, it's just like a state revenue sharing that we've gotten cut and cut and cut year after year.
Right.
There's no guarantee of how much you're going to get of that. The only guarantee, I guess, that you can say is that you're going to get increased property taxes, income taxes, and a $5,000 a year fee.
Right.
That for sure.
Do you know if there are marijuana shop, potential shop owners and growers waiting to open establishments here in Port Huron? Are there known people that are ready to apply for those licenses?
Oh, I believe so. Yes, there is.
All right. Probably waiting to see what happens in November. At this point, before they.
I'm sure they'll go down the path. Even I mean, it's going to be legal regardless because it will be as of last night. So whatever happens in November, the November ballot question, the ordinance they're proposing would supersede ours. But regardless, there will be the operations. It might be a limited amount, or it might be open game. But there's still going to be the establishments are going to be allowed, which means that I'm sure people will go down that path right now.
Yeah. Real quick before we finish up, I wanted to mention the Spirit of Port Huron Awards. This is usually a separate, event, honoring of the Spirit of Port Huron recipients. This was part of the City Council meeting last night because we can't have those big events that we are used to. But this is a tradition that's carried on for, a number of years here in Port Huron, hasn't it?
It has been going on for well over 30 years, and it's a great tradition because it's a time to honor people that don't otherwise perhaps get noticed for what they do. And, we want to, recognize them for their contributions that they've made to our city. Unfortunately, what happened even last night, it just seems like it's doomed, I said last night. First of all, it was supposed to happen in June, and of course, we didn't proceed because of the COVID situation. Then we decided to have it in September, so we went ahead with the process. Of course, it takes time to get people to apply, and then you have a committee that selects them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, then, of course, we couldn't have the celebration that we normally have where we have a little reception at McMorran. So we decided that we would just have it on the council agenda and just have people pick their awards up in the clerk's office afterwards, or we would deliver them and have at least a recognition of them at the council meeting. And I was going to, go through everybody's awards and what they got it for, et cetera, et cetera. And our sound system went down last night. At the council meeting.
Yeah.
So, no, we were not live. We will not be on. I mean, he couldn't even record it. It just, the microphones didn't even work. So I asked to have it postponed until the first meeting of October.
Okay.
I did announce that, but of course nobody heard me, but except the people in the audience, the winners, and the winners probably will still come and get their awards prior to the next council meeting, but we could at least go through their what they won it for, et cetera, when it's actually live on television and people can hear it. So it will be again in 2 weeks.
This explains why I couldn't find.
It was doomed.
That explains why I couldn't find you on YouTube, Pauline. I was looking.
Exactly why you couldn't find
it. All right, technical difficulties. They happen.
Technical difficulties. Yeah.
All of us. All right. Well,
hopefully, I think some sort of motherboard or something went. So I hope we have it back up by next council meeting.
All right. Hopefully. Listen. Appreciate your time this morning, Pauline. Always, and we'll talk again real soon.
Goodbye. Have a good day.